If you register online today, festivalofbooks.isocmasjid.org, and you can get more information outside. For today, you can use the coupon code Friday to get 50% off for registration. Friday Ummah night, tonight, MYG will be featuring an inspirational talk with Hassan Ilyas. Plan to be here by 7:45 p.m. Pray Isha, and then we will start the program. MYG will serve dinner. We also have a program for adults tonight. Imam Jawad Ahmed will be on hand to answer your questions on Islamic issues. This will also be after Isha in the conference hall. ISOC is pleased to announce that we will be hosting one of CARE's successful programs for high school students called Game Changers. Students will get an opportunity to understand how to play a responsible role in society and how to effectively challenge injustice to bring about a positive change. Please stop by the booth outside for complete details. And finally, ISOC has a job opening for Ramadan coordinator. It's a temporary 90-day position. The coordinator takes on a leading role to organize, coordinate, and manage Ramadan arrangements here at ISOC and must be able to communicate and work alongside the board members and volunteers and preferably have some project management and prior Ramadan experience. Details are posted on our website, on the bulletin boards, and on social media, and applications should be sent to jobs@isocmasjid.org. ISOC is pleased to welcome guest khatib Imam Jawad Ahmed. Assalamu alaikum.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لواق أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإنه رأس الطاعة فأجمل له بالطلب أما بعد my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. It is a humbling opportunity to speak in front of you in the same masjid of my mentor and leader growing up and dreaming to give a khutbah in Dr. Siddiqui's masjid. I flew this morning from New York, from ICNA. There is a fundraiser tomorrow for Why Islam, an organization that gives da'wah and calls people to Islam all over America, from New York to Seattle to San Francisco to LA to Chicago to Houston, Dallas, Miami, and wherever we can have people on the ground to help support. As I walked into this masjid and giving khutbah first time, my eyes fell upon these beautiful verses you have for so many decades. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful name, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Khalaq al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He gave us His beautiful book, Qur'an. His Rahmaniyah is from His beautiful kitab, Kalam, the Qur'an. Hudan lil-nas wa bayinat min al-huda. Had we not have the Qur'an, we would have been misguided today. If we did not have this beautiful Qur'an, we will be in extreme darkness. And this Qur'an was meant for us, as the ayah next one says, خلق الإنسان. As if خلق الإنسان لأجل القرآن. Qur'an, insan has been created for the Qur'an. Just like the Sahaba when they came to Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiq Rizanha asking her, to inform us about the khuluq of Rasulullah Sallam, she sufficed with just two words and not a whole lecture and bayan and talk. She said, khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His character is the Qur'an. And we can only read the Qur'an so long as we are alive. So long as we can speak. So long as we can move our tongue and recite the Qur'an. And that is why Allah says, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah has taught us the bayan. This morning, 6-hour flight from New York to LA, 6 hours is an opportunity to read Quran or to just sleep as some passengers are doing or listening to music or whatever things people do. Time is of essence. And once time is gone, we cannot come back. As soon as I stepped into this masjid and met Dr. Siddiq, he informed me there is 2 janazah today. Not one, but 2 janazah. 2 lives gone from this world. Can they speak? Can they have bayan? As much as they want to speak, they cannot. Their bodies have been washed and shrouded. You lift their hand, it falls down. Because there is no haya, there is no life. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. So this meaning of bayan sinks in the moment we feel the reverberation of the soul, of the body with the soul. The ruh is there. As soon as the ruh leaves the body, no bayan, is effective. Giving khutbah and preaching and teaching on a dead body doesn't help. You can give as much waz and bayan and lectures to a dead person, it will not help. And that is why Rasulullah said, إِذَا مَاتَ الرَّجُلُ إِنْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. If a person dies, their actions are cut off. Except from three things. Three things. These people whose janazah we're going to pray inshallah now after the Jummah. Three things if they did, they will continue to reap the rewards in their graves, in barzakh. Number one, sadaqa jariyah, a perpetual charity. And that is what we have done, building masajid, building schools, building hospitals, building madrasa, building institutions of Islamic organizations. Number two, ilmun yuntafi'u bihi, knowledge that benefits others. If these people called people to Islam, definitely those who were called to Islam by them, they will continue to give the dividends in their graves. Anything that we teach, anything that we make someone learn, is our ilm, our knowledge that will continue to bring back for us profits in the grave. Ilmun yuntafi'u bihi. It does not mean you have to be an alim or a khatib or a allama or a mufti or a scholar to teach someone. Even if you know one ayah, one hadith, one dua, one dhikr, one word, teach to someone. Invite to someone. Like Rasulullah said, ballighu anni walau ayah. Inform about me, even if it's one ayah. Because our job is to inform others. Our job is not to guide anyone. Our job is not to give hidayah to anyone. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ, as Allah says in the Quran about the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And upon us is nothing but balagh, information. And that is why for relaying information, for teaching someone, the bayan is important. There are millions of people right now on the face of this earth who are not in graves, but alive, but they cannot speak. They are mute. Some were born like that. They have a tongue in their mouth, but they cannot speak. Ask a person who's mute, who cannot speak, and only speak with sign language. Ask them the value of these words that we can easily flow out from our tongue. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, beautifully, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is Ayatul Istifham, as we say in Surah Tafsir. Interrogation. Allah is asking us a question to provoke and incite our intellect, our brain, to ponder and think and reflect upon it. Yes, who is better in speech? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Brothers and sisters, we only have one life to live. These people whose janazah we're going to pray, they're never going to come back. No one has ever come back. So if we have one life to live, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, why not make the best use of it? Especially for us American Muslims who are living in this country, in this society, sharing our deen, sharing our faith with our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, informing people. Giving da'wah to non-Muslims is not the job of just one organization or one institution or one group of people. Giving da'wah to other people is the incumbent duty of each one of us. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Allah says that, which makes obligatory for all of us. Let there arise from amongst you a group of people who call towards goodness. In Surah An-Nahl, Allah says, "Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah." Call to the way of your Lord. This verb, this fi'l is fi'l amr. Udu. Allah is asking each one of us, and not just asking the khutaba, the ulama, the allama, and the scholars, but saying to each one of us, "Udu ila sabili rabbika." Call to the way of your Lord bil hikmah, with wisdom. Whether you are in a Muslim country, or for us living in this country, we have double question. Because we are privileged, my dear brother and sister Islam, whether you accept it or not, apart from the people who were born here, those who came here for the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years, immigrants, Remember the day when you applied for the visa to the United States of America at whichever embassy and consulate you were in whichever country. Remember that long line that was going all the way inside and you were anticipating and your heart was pumping that I will get a visa, whether it's a student visa or a work visa or a fiancé visa or a work visa or a family immigrant visa. Recall that day when you arrived, before you arrived. There were hundreds of people in that line. If not in some countries, thousands. Did everyone arrive here? Did all the people who were on that same line with you on that day, they all came to America? The day you got your passport with that star-spangled banner stamped on the passport, there were many who were coming with their faces down and sobbing, rejected. That's why I call it a privilege. Even till this day in 2020, with the current administration, there are so many people who are barred from coming here. So if we have been brought here, if we were immigrated to here, it was bi fadlillah. Hadha min fadli rabbi. This is from the Father of Allah. We should not think about it was my skill, it was my honor, it was my talent, it was my knowledge, it was my education that brought me to America. No, no sir. For there were far more qualified people than us who got rejected and couldn't make it here. And they're still languishing over there. So that puts a double responsibility on our shoulders. عَلَى كَتْفِنَا مَسْؤُولِيَّ كَبِيرًا. Allah will ask the people living in Muslim countries, did you call people to Islam? They can say, I didn't have anybody. I was living in a country, there were everywhere around me were Muslims. Once in a while I found someone non-Muslim, I told them. But Allah will ask each one of us, did you share your Islam? Did you tell about me, Allah? Imagine we are asked this question on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Imagine we are questioned by Allah that you were living there for 40, 50, 60 years. Never ever it passed your mind to distribute a Quran, to give a brochure, a book, or not even that even. Share your Islam with your colleagues at work. Share your Islam with your friends at school, at college, at any place, in your neighbors, in your streets, in your communities. For Allah will not send angels to give da'wah over here. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who is better in speech, in qawl? Because this is the tongue that opens for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this tongue, this beautiful ni'mah, this beautiful tool to be used wisely in informing people of Islam. Our aqidah is of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, there is no more prophet to come. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Khatamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen, the seal of the prophets alayhi salam. So there's no more prophet to come and there's no angels going to come and inform people. So on whose shoulder lies this responsibility? Me and you, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I just dread from that day. I am so scared down to my spine, core bone, from that day when a non-Muslim in this country stands up on Yawm al-Qiyamah and tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, oh God, I never heard about Islam. Nobody came and knocked on my door or informed about Islam. Nobody even told me anything about your book, oh Allah, Quran. Whereas there were some Muslims living in their neighborhood. Who do you think Allah will turn the first towards to when this person complains? And that is why Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Three things Allah mentions in this ayah in Surah Fussilat. Number one, who's better in speech, in kalam? Notice Allah did not say who's better in iman, who's better in taqwa. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مُتَّقِي وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مُؤْمِنُ. He said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِمْ قَوْلًا. The word قَوْل. Because you have this عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah taught us to speak. Yes, it's our parents who taught us. But they were just the means and mechanism. It was Allah. There are so many children who are born mute. They have parents. They can't teach them to speak. But it is Allah who has blessed us to be able to speak, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who is better in speech than the one who calls others to Islam? وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And then they follow up calling, they follow up with a good deed, righteous good deed. عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. Helping humanity, serving humanity, helping the people. خَرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعَهُمْ. Rasulullah said in a hadith, أو كما قال عيسى الإسلام, the best of human beings are those who benefit others, who are beneficial to the people around them. What good is us living in America, in any city, in any state, when the people around us are deprived, they're mahroom from our insaniya, they're mahroom from our hasanat. Hasanat is not just for my Muslims neighbors, but hasanat and amal salih is for non-Muslims also. Did Rasulullah ﷺ distinguish in Mecca who to help and who not to help? Oh, this one is a pagan Arab, a Baddu Arabi, a non-Muslim, I should not help him. Or did he help everyone in Mecca and Medina and Taif? He never differentiated with anyone. Help each and everyone. And remember, when you help people, my dear brothers and sisters, when you benefit them, when you're productive for them, there's bound to be a question. And the question they're going to ask us, me and you, is, why are you doing this? Who are you? Who is telling you to help me? Why do you have to do this? And that brings us to the third part of the ayah. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And the person says, I am from amongst the Muslims. I'm from amongst the people who surrender and submit to Allah. You want to know why I'm doing this? You want to know who told me to do this? My Lord and your Lord, my Creator and your Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am doing this in the love of my Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, following his sunnah. The man, the one and only, who was unlettered, did not know how to read and write, but he came to adopt the whole world while he was an orphan. This will make an impact. They say, orphan? Who is an orphan? Yes, my Prophet Muhammad Zalim. He did not have his father around him to cuddle him and cradle him. He did not have his mother to hold in the lap and take care of him. They both left the dunya. He grew up as an orphan. But the orphan who adopted the whole world and reached out his hands and asked us to continue to do this till Yawm al-Qiyam. May Allah forgive our sins and shortcomings. May Allah give us the tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallam. And may Allah take from us the khidmah of Islam. Khidmah li deen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfir lakum wa sa'il muslimin fa astaghfiruhu innahu al-ghafur rahim. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi ka man la dhanba lah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu salam wa sulkareem Wa ala ali wa ashabi wa sunnah bi sunnati middeen Amma ba'd. In conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I just want to conclude with this hadith of Rasulullah Sallam, where he said, Man yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir falyakul khair aw yasmut aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Translation, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, two things he mentioned. He did not mention all of the arkanul iman, all the six things that we have to believe in order to be qualified as a mu'min, believer. He mentioned two things. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day. Why only two things here, Rasulullah Sallam? Because Allah and the last day brings in us a sense of accountability. My Allah is listening, As-Sami'. My Allah is watching, Al-Basir. My Allah is aware, Al-Khabir. My Allah is all knowledgeable, Al-Alim. My Allah is the most wise, Al-Hakim. These are the names of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the many 99 names and His features. He knows everything. But Rasul wants to drive the point across to our brains, our minds, that when you open your mouth, make sure you make the best use of your tongue. Don't use this tongue in useless, vain talk. Don't waste time on earth, because this bayan is from Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Qur'an, khalaq al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. Allamahu al-bayan. Every time you listen to this ayah, allamahu al-bayan, whether Ramadan, outside Ramadan, give shukr lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you have blessed me with this lisan, this tongue, and I want to use this tongue for your khidmah, for your servitude, ya Allah. Whenever this lisan will open, it will only open for something that is khair, good, productive, beneficial, helpful. And automatically we will refrain from vain talk. Automatically we will refrain from gossip. Automatically we will refrain from backbiting. Automatically we will refrain from lying. Automatically we will refrain from so many things from this tongue. Allamahu al-bayan. Man yu'minu billah wal yawm al-akhir. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day. Falyakul khair aw yasmut. As-samt, silence. Silence is virtue. Like Rasulullah said in another hadith, وَأَنَّ صَمْتِي فِكْرٌ. My silence is thoughtfulness. And that is why when we open our mouth, we open for the sake of calling others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because who knows when is our time? When is the last day, the last hour, the last second of our life? At least whatever time I have, at least whatever energy I come and bring out from my tongue, let it be institutionalized in a way where somebody can remember, yes, that person whose janazah we prayed, he or she would always call us about Allah. He or she would always remind us about Lord. And I finish with this. There is a hotline, 1-877-Y-ISLAM. Where we get calls from all across America for the last 20 years that I've been supervising, managing it. And we get calls from every nook and corner of this country. You'd be surprised, my dear brother and sister Islam, how the people of the inhabitants and citizens of this country have been complaining about Muslims. An 85-year-old lady from Kalamazoo, Michigan once took Shahada on the hotline and she said, "What took you guys so long?" And the person said, the volunteer, "What do you mean? We record all the calls for quality assurance purposes and listening to the recording." The person, volunteer, said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It took me 85 years to find Islam. Where have the Muslims been?" There was another person from Seattle, Washington, husband and wife, 70-year-old couple. And they took Shahada and they said, "Where are the Muslims? We don't see." Another one from Eureka, California, the most remotest area. And there are so many stories that I can go on and on and on for the last 20 years that we've been receiving thousands and thousands of calls. 9,685 calls to be exactly annually, every year, 12 months. And tonight I will be in this masjid after Isha doing a workshop. Not just question and answer. I know the person announced, maybe he did not have information. But I'll be doing a workshop how to answer tough questions about Islam. When anybody asks you in the mall, in the bazaar, in the parking lot, in your work, in a grocery store, when someone asks you something tough about Islam and you are totally blank, you don't know what to answer, come tonight at Isha and we'll have a 1-hour workshop. Well, we'll give you the training, the expertise, the skills and the knowledge, the articulation, the wisdom and hikmah of how to tackle such questions in order to make the people realize and understand Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts. May Allah accept our deeds and actions. May Allah use us for the khidmah of His deen. اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة الإسلام اللهم أرنا الحق حقا واتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا واجتنابه اللهم إنا نسألك خير ما سألك عبدك رسولك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ بك عبدك رسولك نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت سميع مجيب الدعوات عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا صفوفكم اعتذروا وتراصوا استووا please turn your lines fill in the back inshallah Make sure the lines are straight and do not start a new line until the previous line is completed from end to end for the Iqamat al-Salah. Continuity of the line is important. Sisters, also make sure the lines are straight, inshallah. If there's space inside the hall, request people outside to come inside and fill up the halls, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We thank Imam Jawad for his beautiful message, very important message, very inspiring message. About giving da'wah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inviting people towards Allah. MashaAllah, he's leading the Why Islam program of the Islamic Circle of North America. And tonight, inshallah, he'll be speaking here in the evening after Isha prayer. The topic is answering the most difficult questions. So all the difficult questions you have, please bring them here, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him to answer those and help us to understand, inshallah. We'll be praying Salatul Janaza for two people, Muhammad Suhail Shaykh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, give him the place in Jannah, and give patience to his family, and also Ahmad Hamad Udaini, second person for whom we are praying, inshallah, so we are two people, we're praying for them, Salatul Janaza. Our condolences to all the family members, relatives, and friends, inshallah. Muhammad